completes our public hearing, so referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2443, Coastal Bay Homes LLC. Mr. Mears, what's your pleasure?
Well, give me just a second. Council has prepared a motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve conditional use 2443 for Coastal Bay Homes LLC for a multifamily dwelling structure of two units based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. Two, there are other similar two-unit multifamily structures with similar characteristics in the immediate vicinity. Three, the project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Four, the two units will be served by central water and sewer. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, only two units shall be constructed upon the property. B, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County sanitary sewer district. C, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall occur between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. D, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion. Thank you, Mr. Robertson, for the motion.
Welcome. I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2443, Coastal Bay Homes LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2460, Jose Hernandez Perez.
Mr. Chairman, I move we defer conditional use 2460, Jose Hernandez Perez, for further consideration.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2460, Jose Hernandez Perez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was change of zone or conditional use number 2487, Jose Sandoval.
I believe council has a motion to read.
Mr. Collins asked me to prepare a motion on his behalf based on the record made during the hearing this afternoon. So his motion is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2487 for Jose Sandoval to allow an on-premise electronic message center sign based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this is the site of a prior conditional use permit, which was conditional use number 2188 that was approved in 2019. This application seeks to modify condition G of that prior approval to allow an on-premises electronic message display sign. This type of application is permitted under section 115-161.1A3 of the zoning code, and the sign will be operated in accordance with section 115-161.1C of the zoning code. Two, the sign will be located on the applicant's property and will be used to display information about the applicant's on-premises business. Three, the sign will be added to a prior static display sign on the site that is on the applicant's property. Four, the sign will be required to comply with all the sign regulations in the zoning code as mentioned, including brightness and motion. Five, the sign will not adversely affect neighboring properties, area, roadways, and traffic, and it is set back approximately 30 feet from the edge of the Del Dot right-of-way. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And seven, a final site plan showing the location of the sign on the site shall be submitted to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission for approval.
That is my motion.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval for conditional use number 2487, Jose Sandoval, for the reasons with stipulation stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for today. Does anyone have anything to add for the good of the order?
I do, if I may.
Okay.
I'd like to wish our beloved chairman a happy birthday tomorrow.
Oh, thank you very much. Happy birthday.
I'm afraid it's true. Yep.
Yep.
Again.
Good they keep coming.
Okay. There being no further business, we stand adjourned. Peace.